Anxiety Relief. A simple acceptance and commitment therapy toolbox. Harnessing the power of nature's aromatics for stress and anxiety relief. Jarred Hancock. Chapter 1, Find Your Meaning. T. Holmes came to see me after school. He was in the 8th grade, in one of the elementary schools in Dublin. He was only 13, and was already taller than most of his classmates. His hair was blonde, and he wore it short. He wore his school uniform, a white button shirt and matching pants. He looked up at me as I walked into the consulting room. His mother had already given consent for me to see him alone. His eyes looked lonesome but kind. He looked like a contemplative child, or what some people might call a brooding kid. He asked me a simple question, "What's the point?" I knew what he meant. He was asking me what the point of living was, and I didn't have a clear answer. I was a bit embarrassed that I couldn't come up with a witty response. An answer that wouldn't make him feel worse or hopeless, but would also not sound condescending. Since I had no good answers, I simply asked if he was okay. He reassured me that he was not depressed, but didn't see the point of getting up every morning. "Why should I bother brushing my teeth, showering, and attending school?" he asked. He wasn't being bullied in school, and he had good friends. "Why am I here?" he asked the same question differently. I had already established that he was not depressed, so I had to figure out how to give him the best answer. I said he was here to witness the wonders of the universe and experience nature and everything visible around him. I didn't think he was buying it, so I continued, "You are here to experience life with all its beauty, sorrows, joys, and hardships." He looked at me for a long time with no expression. I could tell he was mulling it over in his head, trying to see if what I was saying was making any sense. We have all had periods when we've asked ourselves, "What's the point of all this?" We've asked ourselves why we are here. Does our life have any meaning? This is a question that humans have asked for over 150,000 years. It is a difficult question to answer, but it also heralds the dawn of the thinking man, the philosopher or theologian. Only a thinking being can question its existence, origins, or meaning. Therefore, if you are asking yourself about the meaning of life, rest assured that you are not alone in this quest, and in fact, you should count yourself lucky that you have the insight to do so. It might be easier to answer that question if we had something in our lives that we could derive meaning from, like our children, jobs, or religion. But is meaning dependent on what we have, or is it present irrespective of what or who we have? What about our values? Are they supposed to give meaning to our lives? I believe we can assign value to people or things in our lives, but we cannot assign meaning to anything. Meaning is intrinsic to life itself and can only be derived from life, not given to life. In other words, we must find meaning in life as we live or experience it. We cannot give life meaning, life has to give us meaning. When I say meaning, I am not talking about explaining a word or an event, like saying that the meaning of intransigence is being stubborn. I am talking about meaning in the existential sense. Is meaning the same as purpose or raison d'être? Are we comfortable knowing why we are here or what we should be doing? How do we come to that realization? And if we do, how do we know we are on the right track?